let's talk a little bit about the implanted chips. Do you think this is something that they're going to force on all of us?
I think it's part of the totalitarian tipso again. We are now talking in this country of having identity cards, which is a step towards the microchip. And when they say they're going to bring something in, they give you a certain time scale. And people think, oh, well, okay, that's a long time, you know, 5 years or so. But what happens then is events unfold in the world, and they say, hey, we've got to bring this timetable forward. So what I would say to people, don't think that because something appears to be the case at this moment, that it's going to be the case a few months down the road. The microchip agenda is the jewel in the crown, because it allows external control of our physical, mental, and emotional processes. Years ago, about 1997, I was introduced through a third party to a man who was a CIA scientist. He joined the CIA as a young person in his early 20s, and he was a genius in his particular area. And that's why they wanted him. And he, again, you know, people say it's the CIA, it's the Freemasons, it's the so-and-so. No, it's an organization, a network that works through all these organizations. Large numbers of people in the CIA and the FBI are not trying to manipulate anyone. They're decent people trying to, in their eyes, serve their country. It's those controlling and manipulating these organizations that we're talking about, not everyone in them, or even nearly everyone in them. So this guy thought he was serving his country by joining the CIA and using his genius. He realized very soon afterwards that this agenda I'm talking about existed, and they didn't want his genius to set humanity free of so many so-called problems, which he had the ability to do through his technology. They wanted him to use his genius to advance this agenda of control. And therefore, he asked to meet me through this third party, because he couldn't get out what he wanted to people to know. And he talked to me about microchips. It's one of his main themes. And incidentally, I asked the obvious question of him, if you don't want to do it, why do you do it? And he started opening his shirt, and he showed me this thing on his chest. It was like a see-through shampoo sachet with a like orangey golden liquid in it. And he said, this is why I can't get out. And in the CIA, they call these things patches, apparently. And what they do is they manipulate the bodies of these people to need this drug to survive. And if they don't get this drug, these patches have to be replaced, he was telling me, every 72 hours. I believe that, because there didn't seem that much stuff in it. He starts to die. And if they don't, if they resist what they're told to do, then their patches are not replaced. And he was also telling me that he was keeping information back from them that he knew, and letting them know that he knew, because once they perceive that someone has given all they can and they have nothing else to give, then the patches are not replaced and they die. And, of course, all their knowledge of what's going on dies with them. And he said to me during this conversation, tell people, if they say no to just one thing in this whole thing, the whole agenda thing, say no to the microchip, because even those that are becoming aware of this whole scam think that the microchip is about electronic tagging. It's about knowing where everyone is and the computer being able to track them. Now, he said on one level, that's true. That is part of it. He said, but the real agenda is not so much the message going from the chip in the hand to the computer, but the messages coming the other way. He was telling me, this is again 97, that microchips outside the public arena were so small they could be inserted through a hypodermic needle through vaccination programs.
It's like a grain of rice now.
Exactly. Exactly what he told me years ago is now unfolding. And what he said was that the technology has the ability to manipulate us, indeed take us out physically, from afar, and to manipulate us emotionally and mentally by sending messages to the chip. And he was saying they can isolate someone or do it en masse.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this experience years and years ago, before I was into any of this stuff, where I had Sky Television, this satellite television system.
Yeah.
And I wanted to take another channel, because there was a program coming on the following week or so that I wanted to see, and I had another channel. So I picked the phone up and I called this guy in Scotland, at this headquarters, and it's about as far in Britain as you can get from where I'm sitting now. And I expected to give him a credit card number, and he would send me a new card through the post, and I'd have the new channel. No. I'm sitting there, I hold him a phone, and he said to me, look at your screen and tell me what's happening.
Yeah.
And the channel came up.
Yeah.
And I said to him, you know, the obvious question, how did you do that? He said, I've just reprogrammed the card in your machine in front of me from Scotland. Now, this is exactly the principle that this CIA scientist was talking about in relation to microchips. And what do we have now? We have the microchip agenda starting to come up. Someone was telling me, I mean, you may confirm this, they have something, what they're calling chip shops now, mobile chip shops going around, and people are being microchipped.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
I mean, this is what was in my books years ago, and in the books of others that were predicting this. Incidentally, while people were saying, you're mad, right there.
The chip mobiles,
aren't I?
They're called. Yep, they're called chip mobiles, David,
yeah,
and they're going around.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And so
this is the agenda, because what they want, and I was writing this in my books years and years ago, not because I'm a genius or a prophet, but I was just picking the information up like a journalist. I was pointing out that they want the situation eventually where every child is chipped the moment they're born. Just as they're now, you know, various things happen the moment the child's born.
Yep.
Part of that process, they want to be chipped so that everyone is chipped from the moment they're born. So everyone on the planet is chipped. And what that means is, of course, they can be externally controlled from the moment they enter this reality. That's the idea, total control. These people are very sick and imbalanced peoples. And like I said earlier, if we judge what they would do on the basis of what we would do, we're not going to understand the nature of what we're dealing with.